All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. It's 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. As always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel led to rise.
And we will start with a moment of silence. We have lost a beacon of light to the county. His name is Hal Ross. He was a former county judge assistant. Thank you. Lord, we come before you one more time asking that you, number one, give that amazing grace to the Ross family, but not just his family, each and every family in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you give that wisdom that each of us and on this diocese need to propel the county in the appropriate direction and to the staff of Jefferson County so we can fulfill the needs of the citizens of our county. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll start out with the public comment section. If there is anybody that's in court that wishes to make public comment about any item on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern and introduce yourself. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for a term contract for morgue transport service for Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for inmate clothing and supplies. Item D is consider and approve specifications for request for statements of qualification for professional grant planning, administration, and management services for Community Wildfire Protection Plan, U.S. Department of Agriculture grants pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is consider and approve specifications for rate request for statements of qualifications for professional administration and project management for USDA Forest Service Community Wildfire Defense Grant projects pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 to 326. Item F is consider and approve specifications for requests for statements of qualifications for professional administration planning services for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association Transformational Habitat Restoration and Coastal Resilience Grant projects pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for invitation for bid for the Crane Bio Pump Station generators and building under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program for Jefferson County to BDS Constructors, LLC, DBA, MK Constructors, for a total contract amount of $1,549,000 pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This project was awarded on Tuesday, August 15th. Funding for this project is provided by the Texas General Land Office, with any additional costs over the budgeted GLO grant funds for this project to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 per our interlocal agreement. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file Amendment Number 7 for Janitorial Services for Jefferson County with Southeast Texas Building Service, Inc., which will terminate service for Jefferson County Precinct 4 Service Center at Boyd Road, Beaumont, Texas 77713. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file Amendment Number 1 for the rebid of the FEMA Grant Management Services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Consulting LLC, which will correct the term of the agreement to commence on July 25th, 2023, and end on July 24th, 2025, in accordance with the terms set forth in the RFP. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
No discussion, but Kathleen, did you review that?
Aye.
That was, we had an RFP, they won the RFP, and our RFP was to go through 2025, and for some reason there was a typo in it that said it basically began on one day and ended the day before it. So this is just to correct it to make it in accordance with our RFP.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Crime Lab for additional costs for shipping in the amount of $200. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Crime Lab for supplies in the amount of $2,500. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for the 58th District Court for additional costs for postage in the amount of $300. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for overtime in the amount of $275,000. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 7 for additional costs for insurance in the amount of $8,025. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 8 for additional costs for insurance in the amount of $8,015. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for environmental control for additional costs for telephone in the amount of $90. Item I is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement for the American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Tender Loving Care DBA Legacy Community Development Corporation. Item J is to receive and file a Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2024. Item K is consider and authorize county judge to execute the statewide automated victim notification services maintenance grant contract between Jefferson County and the Texas Attorney General for the fiscal year September 1st, 2023 through August 31st, 2024. Item L is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for operations. Item M is regular county bills, check numbers 509-602 through 509-824. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred. Seconded by Commissioner Pierce.
Wait, because which?
H. We missed H.
I missed H.
Thank
you. Oh, okay. Item H is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for the September insurance reimbursement. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Do I have a motion on all those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file a resolution to cast votes in the election of Board of Directors of Jefferson County Central Appraisal District for 2023-2024 for the term of office as provided by Section 6.03F of the Texas Property Tax Code. And on that agenda item, I'll need a name to insert into the resolution.
I'd like to nominate Fran.
Okay. And do I have a second on that?
Second on nomination.
Okay. Any discussion on item A? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item B is consider possibly approve the extension of the disaster declaration of disaster regarding shrimp dumping in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Human Resources, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the revised Jefferson County Employee Workers' Compensation Policy to reflect the requirement of in-network treatment for an on-the-job accident, injury, or illness. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And one item under engineering, which is to consider and possibly approve Mitchell Rains addition, a minor plat of a 3-acre tract into tract 1 and tract 2, part of the E. Rains survey, abstract number 44, Jefferson County. This minor plat is located off of Rains Road, precinct number 1 in the city of Beaumont, ATJ, and has met all of Jefferson County and city of Beaumont's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
So second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and offered. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without taking action, or any elected official? We did get a little bit of rain this weekend, and there's a 20% chance today, and I think a 30% chance on Thursday and Friday, according to Mr. Bostwick. We're hopeful we'll get more. The vegetation is still very dry, so we're hopeful that people will continue to exercise extreme caution and avoid outdoor burning. And as you know, every day when I look at the Texas Division of Emergency Management State Operations Center announcements, we've got fires going all over the state. We had a large one in Jasper last week, and they've had another one pop up, and there were fires going in Shelby County, Nacogdoches, Angelina County, and then a lot of counties out west. So firefighting resources are stretched to the limit, and so we want to take every precaution we can in our county to make sure that we don't have need to call upon those resources because they're tired. But also there is a system off the Lesser Antilles in the Atlantic Ocean that is expected in the next 24 hours to form into a tropical storm, and expected in the next 5 days to form into a hurricane. However, it's on a general north to northwest track headed towards Puerto Rico, but it's not anticipated that it's going to be a danger to the Gulf. So we're hopeful that, at least according to the National Weather Service and Mr. Bostwick, that we have no threats to the Gulf of Mexico for at least the next 10 days, although we'll take some smaller storms and rain.
Yeah.
And let's see, what is it, next week? Is it next week we have the public hearing?
The 19th.
Very good. All right. Anything further, commissioners? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you all so much for being here today.